paragraph tezayin. V'alkein b'yom rishon shel asfira b'yom k'tzira soimer hoyo mapolas Haman Amalek. Listen to this. The Gemara tells us that when did Haman have his downfall? It was on the second day of Pesach, on the day that they cut the Omer. That's when Amalek had his mapola. Ki oz koitzrin hamalchus chochmotato mehem. Because that's the day when we cut away, we slice away the malchus, the leadership, the kingdom from them, from the Sitra Achra, from the four kingdoms of Sitra Achra, bebchinas chatocho eliarba, hanemar ba'agag melech Amalek. As it says, Shmuel Anavi sliced him into four. He cut him into four. The Agag, the Melech of Amalek, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Imran. V'oz ein lehem shum chiyus. And once we cut, we separate, we sever the connection between the Malchus of Kiddush and the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, the Malchus of the Sitra Achra doesn't have any juice. It ain't getting any fight. It ain't getting any votes. We cut the connection. V'alkein oz hu mapalosoi shel Haman Amalek. That's when the mapola of Haman Amalek came about. Shekolu mikol ha'arba malchias. Amalek, who is a composite of all four kings of the Sitra Achra. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, le'inyan Agag melech Amalek. When Rabbeinu Zal describes Agag, why Shmuel cut him into four? Because Agag, the king of Amalek, is all four malchias of the Sitra Achra rolled up into one. V'chein kamo umois soine Yisrael hoyo lehem mapola gedoyla belayla zu shel k'tzira soimer. And so too there were other nations of the world, bad nations, who wanted to harm the Jewish people, or who harmed the Jewish people, who had their downfall on the night of the cutting of the Omer. Midyon, Sancheriv, v'chulu, etc. Ki kulam chiyusam mechochmotato. Because all of these kingdoms of the Sitra Achra, all of these nations of the Sitra Achra, draw their energy, their life, from the Chochmah Tatoh, from the Malchus of Kedusha, when it falls into their hands, when it goes down into their neighborhood. Exactly. And by cutting the Oimer, Nizgale HaChesed, that's the Toichocha we said earlier, which brings about a revelation of Chesed, ki balaylo harishayna shel hasfira hu Chesed shebechesed. Because guess what, guys? The first night of Sfira Soimer is called Chesed shebechesed. Here's your greatest proof of what's going on. That night when they cut the Omer and they brought it, that first night is called Chesed shebechesed. That's this toichocha that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about, which is a super powerful form of Chesed that's used to cut away the malchus of kedusha from the malchus of the Sitra Achra. Vaydeze koitzrin v'choitchin es hamalchus mehem u'mal en oiso el oyer haponim. That's how we cut and remove the malchus of kedusha from them, from the Sitra Achra, and we elevate it to plug it into the oyer haponim. V'oz humapolas kol ha'umais sheklulim barba malchus kanal. And then that brings about the downfall of all the other nations who are all included under this umbrella of these four kings of the Sitra Achra. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'alkein soifrin sheva shabosois arboim v'tishayoim. Now you'll understand also why we count 7 weeks, 49 days. Sheheim klolius kol hatzimtzumim. That sums up the full spectrum of all the tzimtzumim. Bechinas arboim v'tisha ponim latoira, corresponding to the 49 interpretations, the 49 faces of the Torah. There is such a term used in Sifrei Kabbalah, the 49 faces of the Torah. V'oz bayoim hachamishim, and then on the 50th day, shu shavuos matan Torah, v'oz ikar hizgalos elikusoi, alidei elu hatzimtzumim. That's when Hashem is ready to pull the curtain and reveal again a huge, bright, bright light But now we've prepared all the tzimtzumim during those 49 days. We prepared all the different vessels, all the measures into which to be able to handle that light, to be able to hold on to it permanently. Not like the night of the Seder, blast of light and then shut it off right away. On Shavuos night, Hashem reveals that super bright light. And because of the 49-day preparation, we're ready to digest it. We're ready to receive it in a permanent way. Ki oz oile hamalchus eloyer haponim. Because that's when the malchus connects to the oyer haponim. On the 49th day of Yomer, we said malchus sheba malchus, right? On the 49th day of Yomer, we reach down to malchus sheba malchus. And on day 50 is when we take that malchus sheba malchus and plug it into the holiday, into Shavuos, the oyer haponim. Ki oz oile hamalchus el oyer haponim shubchinas dikno kadisha. That's when the malchus rises up to the chachma, to the upper levels, to the beard, the holy beard that we discussed earlier. Ki b'shavuos nizgala Hashem yizborach kezokein mole rachmim. Because when the Gemara speaks about how Hashem appeared to the Jewish people on Har Sinai, the Gemara says he appeared like an old man full of kindness. Zokein mole rachmim, an old man with a white beard. That concept of this oyer haponim. Omein v'omein. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes this halacha, but now he adds a short appendix. Paragraph Yudches. Ki af al pi she'ein masigin ho'oyer hagodol klal, because even though, as we learned earlier, when we talk about understanding Hashem fully, nobody is able to understand Hashem fully. We can't digest that highest light completely. Afal pikein al yidei ze neschazek emuna. But so we said, then why does Hashem show it to us? The answer is because it gives a major boost to our emuna. Ki kol chad lefuman demeshar belibe, because each and every person, according to their level, according to what they're capable of understanding and feeling spiritually, maven umasig bebirur hishtoikikus emunosa yisborach. The person understands and realizes with a clarity that deep yearning to believe in Hashem, to want to believe in Hashem. V'zeh hadovor yef shelavayr. And that's something that we can't explain. Ki hu l'chol chat l'fuman demishar b'libe. Because it's each person according to what they feel in their heart. Their personal connection with Hashem, with spirituality. Avol lo'olam, achar kol ha'moifsim v'chol ha'hizgalus, ha'koil lo'yhoyo kiyim b'shvil she'tischazei k'emun ha'kdoisha. But Rav Nosson Zal says the bottom line is, after all the miracles and after all the revelations where Hashem revealed himself, he revealed himself at Yetzias Mitzrayim, he revealed himself at Kriyas Yamsuf, he revealed himself at Har Sinai. What was all of it? It was only to strengthen our faith in him, our belief in him. And listen to now, Rav Nosson Zal paraphrases this in this final paragraph. V'alkein, achar she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu kamo nisim liYisrael b'Mitzrayim v'alayam, and this is why after Moshe Rabbeinu did all of those miracles in Egypt and at the Red Sea, va'asor nisim nasa l'vaseinu b'Mitzrayim v'asor l'ayom, 10 major miracles in Egypt, 10 major miracles at the crossing of the Red Sea, v'ro'u masos gedolos u'moifsim l'ro'im ko'elu, and the Jewish people witnessed such incredible revelations of Hashem, v'gam gilo lehem hasogos atzumos v'noirois, and Moshe Rabbeinu revealed to the Jewish people incredible high level of contact with Hashem and of perceiving Hashem. Ki bevadai, now Rav Nosson Zal adds a very interesting piece here. Ki bevadai kisheshoal Moshe laHashem Yisborach ma shemoi mo oimer aleihem, because most certainly when Moshe Rabbeinu was being sent to go to Egypt in the beginning, and Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, hold on a second, they're going to ask me, what's the name of this guy that sent you? What should I say? So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're going to say, Ma Shemoi, Mo Oimer Alem. What should I say to them? V'Hashem Yisporach, Giloloi Oz, Shmoisav HaKadoshim. And Hashem then revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu all of his holy names. I remember Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avroch, once gave a shir from the Arizal, showing a little bit of what's found in these words. Take a look for a moment. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, they're going to say to me, what is Hashem's name? What should I say? So you don't have the word, the first word here. The word li is left out. It's the beginning of the pasuk there is, v'omru li, they will say to me, ma shemoi, what is his name? Mo, what should I say to them? The last letters of those four words, li, ma, shemoi, mo, spell yud ke vav ke. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Hashem's name, but he knew that in order to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, he needs a suitcase loaded with all kinds of nuclear weapons. He needs all of Hashem's names. He needs to know. And the Zohar HaKadosh say that in those, in that pasuk, in this pasuk where he says, what's your name? And then Hashem says to him, tell them, Ekya Asher Ekya. In those psukim are hidden all the different names of Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Hashem revealed all of his holy names. Bevadai hoyo megalo lehem boze soidois gdoilois venoiroos basogas soid shmois of hakdoishim. And most definitely, Moshe Rabbeinu was revealing to the Jews these incredible, awesome secrets of understanding that all the different names of Hashem, in which are included all the secrets of Kabbalah, all the spheroids, all the worlds, all of it is included in Hashem's names. And when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem for his name and Hashem answered him, Moshe Rabbeinu received all of that information and he passed on as much of it as he possibly could to the Jewish people. Vegam, as and the Torah tells us also, that a maidservant that was with the Jews at that time crossing the Red Sea saw Hashem and understood Hashem more clearly than the Navi Yecheskel. So try to imagine what level they were on then and how many doors were open to them, how much they were able to see and understand. Mikol Shkein, how much more so, Mashero B'nai Yisrael. Forget what, if that's what a maidservant saw, if we're being told that a maidservant saw more than Yechezkel, imagine what her boss saw, what the Jew who was her boss, and his rabbi, what they saw. Mikol Shkein, Mashero, Horoshim, Vahagdoilim, Vazkenim. And you could imagine how much more so what the Jewish leaders at that time, Aaron HaKohen, Yehoshua, the Zakenim, what kind of revelations, what kind of deep, deep secrets and deep knowledge of Hashem, understanding of Hashem was revealed to them. Vachar kol eile, and after all of that, Nemar, the Pasuk says, Vayar Yisrael es hayod agdoyle, the Jews saw the great hand of Hashem, and what did they do? Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdoy. They believed in Hashem and in Moshe Rabbeinu's servant. What are you talking about? I thought believing is only when you don't see. If you see, there's nothing to believe in anymore, right? The answer is wrong. When it comes to Hashem, when it comes to infinite, no matter how much you see, you're seeing 1 billion, zillion, trillionth of what it really is. So you still need zillion, billions of units of faith. No matter how much you see, no matter how much you know, it's a tiny drop in the bucket compared to what it really is. So Rav Nosson says, Re'ei, look at this, v'hovein, and understand, v'chakeim, and really understand what we're showing you here. Shachar kol ha'hasogois v'hayedios v'hamoifsim, after all of this high-level understanding and realization and miracles where they saw Hashem, adayin tzrichin le'emuna, still need faith. Ki kol ha'hasogos v'hamoifsim loibo ela b'shvil emuna. Because the only reason why Hashem showed them all of that was to strengthen their faith. לכל אחד לפומן המשאר בליבי. To each person, according to what level they run, according to what connection they have with Hashem in their heart, according to how much they're able to understand and feel Hashem, to each person. Shaydei ze neschazek emunosai biyoyser kanal. Through all of this, through what the Jews saw at that time and learned and understood, that strengthened their faith tremendously. Bechinas vayari Yisrael sadeh doyla, vayaminu b'Hashem. As it says, they saw and they believed. Kalidei horeiya v'hasoga gdoyla shehisiguas. Because through what they saw, the great vision and the great understanding that they achieved then, v'ro'u moifsim neiro'em begashmi eskela b'kriyas yamsef, they saw such unbelievable physical miracles, the splitting of the Red Sea and all of that, aydei ze nischazek emunosa moid, that strengthened their faith tremendously. Ki le'olam tzrichen lehischazek be'emuna, because a Jew always has to strengthen himself and fortify himself with emuna, with faith. Lehamin b'Hashem Yisborach u'b'hatzadik ha'emes b'pshitus b'li shum chochmois. To believe in Hashem and to believe in the true tzaddikim with simplicity, without any sophistication. Ki ikar hi ho emuna hapshuta. Because the most important thing in Yiddishkeit is simple faith. Kanal, as we discussed earlier. Baruch Hashem.